The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Greetings, one and all. This is the Creditor here with the Robots of the Company 10th Anniversary Interview Show. This week, we're interviewing David Ault. You know him better as Captain Hancock, amongst other characters. First off, we ask David, what was your first introduction to Robots of the Company?
I don't know. 10 years is a long time to try and remember back, but I remember once I started, it was great fun to listen to, and I wanted to. I can remember standing at the station, listening to robots and sort of keeping me company on commute into work.
What do you think is the appeal of Robots of the Company?
The appeal of the series, I think this comes a lot from the characterization and the madcap world that's been created, where you can fall through a plot hole or be traveling around or on a sentient planet called Bob. So I think it's that nice, slightly oddball craziness with some really charming and indeed not so charming characters.
You've played many characters and robots over the years, including a new character for season 8. Which has been your favorite character to play?
My favorite character to play probably was the computer, for all of the strange and funny accents that I was asked to try and manufacture. Things like the Swedish, the very bad Australian, the posh gentleman, you know, I've really enjoyed those. But of course, there have been the others, including such as Captain Hancock.
Without giving too much away, can you tell us a bit about Captain Hancock?
Well, Captain Hancock, when I was first approached for the role, I was told to make it somewhat like Edmund Blackadder. So that's what I've tried to do. He's good fun. And I think the Blackadder link is very much there.
What are your fondest memories of the last 10 years of Robots of the Company and playing all these crazy characters you've played?
I think my fondest memories, quite apart from the fact that scripts come in with lines already highlighted, which is wonderful for an actor, I think, it's been not knowing what's coming next. And in some things, it can be very, very predictable, and I like the unpredictability of robots.
Any thoughts on the fact that it's now the 10th anniversary of the show?
Well, 10th anniversaries. It seems it's a good year for 10th anniversaries, because the Sonic Society has just celebrated 10 seasons. So, yes, brilliant is the main thought. It's certainly something that requires a lot of patience and dedication to keep going for that long, and basically here's to 10 more years.
Do you have a favorite bot in ROTC? I mean, apart from perhaps your own, or perhaps it is your own. Well, which one and why?
I've got a bit of a soft spot for Captain Putch and characters such as Happy, but I still think that my favorite was all of the computers, in the way they talk back to whoever is in charge, and I just like the idea that there is this character which can't go anywhere because it's an integral part of the ship, but can give a certain amount of lip to all of those that live inside it.
10 years is quite an achievement for an audio comedy series like this. Yes, I know, we're droning this point home, it's the 10th anniversary. So, after 10 years, how much longer, in your opinion, can this show run?
10 years is a very big achievement. I think it can run certainly as long as there are ideas, and I'm certainly going to be recording whatever scripts come to me. So sign me up, guys. I will quite happily do it for another 10. Well done, robots, and well done everyone at Dream Realm.
Well, thanks for talking with us, Dave. We really appreciate it. You have been listening to Robots of the Company's 10th Anniversary Interview Show. This time out, we heard from David Ault. The music included in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The writer, producer, production editor, sound designer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you certainly may do so, and it's encouraged. At darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We'll be back again next time with another interview, so don't you miss it. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.